90.5 WKAR and Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thank you for joining us. Lansing's Impression 5 Science Center is planning a new $450,000 exhibit designed to make a big splash. It's a two-story permanent water park that will combine play with education. The project has received a $250,000 commitment from the Rotary Club of Lansing to mark the club's 100th anniversary, which is next year. Impression 5 is a hands-on learning environment which opened back in 1972. The center serves over 120,000 families and visitors each year, offering kids and families activities that encourage risk-taking, problem-solving, and team-building. A few days ago, Current State's Peter Worf caught up with Impression 5 director Eric Larson at the center.
It's a building that was originally constructed as a wagon factory in the 1800s. So it has this beautiful brick and wood infrastructure.
Seeing some of that now in your offices on the first floor.
Yeah, this is what the whole building is built of, this beautiful kind of sandstone brick, pieces of timber that you actually can't get anymore, right. This old growth timber. And what we like about that is that those materials make people feel comfortable, as opposed to concrete, steel, and glass, which are a little colder. Mm-hmm. So what we wanted to do in our vision for the building was to, to the furthest extent possible, find a way to kind of bring back the historic, if you will, elements of the building, because we feel that provides a nice, comfortable space for families to visit. And then, of course, update where we needed to create kind of creature comforts and accessibility. So about 7 years ago, we started revisioning Impression 5. And we did that by taking a really hard look at our product. And we defined our product as our educational programs, our exhibits, and our facility. And we did a SWOT analysis on all three of those things. So we identified our strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats with all three pieces of our product. And as you can imagine, identified some things that we needed to fix quick, fast, and in a hurry. Right. So we created a new vision for our exhibits. We knew that the reason people are coming to Impression 5 is because we have exhibits for them to explore science. So we need to make sure that our exhibit inventory was relevant and dynamic. So we looked at all of the things we offered on the exhibit floor and decided, first of all, that we needed to shift our target audience away from just fourth graders on school buses coming to visit the state capitol. Right. Because while that's a big piece of our attendance, the larger piece of our attendance is families.
Right.
And families are coming with babies and toddlers and 12-year-olds.
So a wider range you're looking to explore.
Exactly. And the exhibits have to be built in order for a multi-generational group to engage within that work. So that means that we had to change everything, because no longer was it okay just to have these kind of standalone tabletop activities that were focused on fourth grade curriculum. Right. We needed to create environments where families could play with science together, create new ideas and things using science together, and challenge the understanding of science. So as soon as we defined that, we started to put together the plans on what we were going to do.
Right.
What does that look like? So that's where we see the massive change in the exhibit inventory.
So you've created larger areas that include water, that include light, that include building, that include sounds.
Correct.
The senses.
The senses. And that's what Impression 5 was initially named for. That's what the 5 refers to, is exploring science with 5 senses, or as many of those senses as you have.
Another of the new things that's happening at Impression 5 is that partnership with WKAR Radio's sister station, WKAR TV, and Curious Crew.
Yes, so this is a really neat partnership. Often, we've always kind of toyed around here with creating some type of broadcast presence in doing science experiments. We just never had the capacity to do it. And so when WKAR created the Curious Crew, and asked us to be a partner, we thought it was a wonderful opportunity. So I believe this is the second year in which we're filming episodes of the Curious Crew right inside the Science Center, which means we set up an actual studio, if you will, right in the main exhibit floor on Mondays, and we film, or WKAR films and produces a really fantastic show focusing on science with kids. They've done a great job. They put a wonderful cast together. To be honest with you, really all Impression 5 is doing is providing the space, and it makes us look really very good.
It does look good, and that's a huge part of the contribution is the set itself, everything that people see on the TV show. Tell me a little bit more, speaking of new projects, about the recently announced Water Room that will be coming. Can you share sort of the genesis of that and also maybe some of the larger concepts?
Sure. The two-story Water Room, the new Water Room project, which will open in the summer of 2017, is really... It's kind of the culminating piece of us reinventing our complete exhibit inventory. When this exhibit opens, we will have replaced 100% of the aging exhibits within the last 7 years, and that's a staggering statistic. It's well over $1 million in investment, all coming from local foundations and corporations that have decided that they want to invest in their science center. And when we went through the visioning for not only the exhibit projects and the educational programs, but for the facility, you know, the building we're in is fantastic, but we are a little limited because the ceiling height is only about 14 feet. So when you're trying to do something super dynamic, or you need some high bay space, we just don't have it. So one of our kind of lofty goals that we had put on the post-it on the wall was find a way to create high bay exhibit space. So we currently have a water room in the Science Center, which is popular, but it doesn't really fit the new Play Create Challenge standard or benchmark. Right. And so we had put that on the list of things we want to reinvent. And the great thing about the current location of the water room is it's actually in an overhang that's kind of cantilevered over the side of the building, and there's nothing below it except for open air. So we've got a great opportunity to enclose that space, cut a hole in that roof or floor, if you will, right. And create, instead of a 14-foot clearance, we'll have close to 30 feet, and will give us an opportunity to create some really dynamic water demonstrations. And things, what I mean by that is, you know, we want to have a 30-foot Archimedes screw that allows a child to actually transport water like they would in a third world country after having to drill down to find the water. Then we want them to use, you know, two-person piston pumps and big cranes and davits, things that will be kind of monumental or lifetime, life experiences that they'll remember for a lifetime.
This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with Executive Director of Impression 5, Eric Larson, in downtown East Lansing, and we're talking about some of the history and upcoming developments at Impression 5.
I'll lead you through here. Okay. We're going to this kind of weird storage area. But this is the exterior wall.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the old historic penetrations.
Yeah.
And we're going to open this garage door. And this, if you come out here, so we just walked through the center of the building. We're now outside underneath the overhang, the existing water room of Impression 5, and looking out to the east across Museum Drive. This natural archway, take the garage door out, this will be the entryway into the new water room.
Right.
There's another natural archway there, which will be another egress point. Along this I-beam right here, there'll be a wall that will be installed, and it'll go all the way out to the sidewalk here.
Right.
Then it'll turn north, go all the way up to the northeast corner of the overhang, and return back to that brick wall, and this whole space.
Right.
Will be the first floor of the water room.
So this has got to be 3,000 or 4,000 square feet here.
This, yes, it's, I believe it's about 3,500.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good size space. These walls, the one that's east facing and the one that's north facing, will be full storefront, meaning all glass, which you will see. So the first time you come down Impression 5 or turn down Museum Drive, you're going to see an active, vibrant, dynamic exhibit space. And when you make that turn, you're going to know you've made the right decision. The biggest complaint I've heard right now is that people are starting to do the math, like, well, how old are my kids going to be when the water room opens?
Right.
And they're like, well, my kids will not be of Impression 5 age anymore. Don't worry, there'll be plenty of things for them to
right.
do.
That's the thing, when you sort of expand the age appeal of the museum itself, you know, appealing to families with kids maybe from, you know, toddler to 12 or, you know, tweens or early teens, those kids will be coming longer. You know, they don't outgrow the museum quickly.
Yeah, from a business standpoint, you know, we have to think about our meaningful product and who our target audience is, because to be honest with you, Impression 5 isn't funded through, you know, municipal tax funds or any of those pieces. We have to create a product that people are willing to pay for. And so the strategy that we've created to do that is to make sure that we are focusing on the family, which means you have to have spaces for your infants or a little older than infant. We've got that in our first impression room, you know, kind of birth through four. The rest of your exhibits need to include things for kids maybe up to 12 or 13 years of age to do. And what that does is it gives us an opportunity to really create kind of this experience where people feel like they're in their science center. You know, a child gets to spend 10 years of their life coming to Impression 5. Right. That's pretty significant. They only spend 12 in school. So if we can get them for 10 here, we're going to do well.
There's always a lot going on here at Impression 5 in downtown East Lansing. I've been talking with Eric Larson, Executive Director of Impression 5. Eric, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you for your interest in Impression 5 and giving us an opportunity to share the story.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.